This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Rural landowners in Washington have been shackled by water rights restrictions thanks to the Supreme Court's Hearst decision. But what if large cities had to abide by those same regulations? Republicans want to roll back the Hearst ruling to allow for drilling of certain domestic wells. Representative Joel Kretz says Seattle area Democrats, backed by tribes and environmentalists, have blocked that effort.
I think it's easy for an urban legislator to say, well, let's keep supporting that kind of policy when it doesn't affect their people.
So, to give them a taste of their own medicine, Kretz has introduced legislation that sets new water standards for cities over 100,000 people.
If they want to take water out of the rural parts of the state and make it unavailable, then I think we need to look at the impacts of the urban parts of the state.
Under the proposal, new single-family homes in larger urban areas would be limited to 350 gallons of water per day. Multifamily structures could only use 150 gallons a day, but if they want more, it would cost them a dollar per gallon.
It's similar to the proposals that they want to enact on rural Washington, and so we feel like one Washington baby, let's spread the love all around the state and all be living under the same kind of regulations.
The One Washington Water Act also requires an environmental impact statement before a building permit is issued that would take into account impacts on in-stream flows, Pacific salmon, and tribal treaty rights. The measure now awaits a hearing in the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.